My name is Danielle Olivares. I am 20 years old. Today is June 3rd, and I'm speaking with Gabby Olivares, who is my sister. I'm recording this in Tucson, Arizona. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on you?
I would say my mom has had a big influence on me and has taught me many things in life. And she has made me want to be a stronger, more dedicated, hard-working woman. And she is probably my biggest inspiration in life.
Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person has taught you?
Some of the most important lessons my mom has taught me would be to never give up in difficult times, to always see the good things in life and never take things for granted. She's made me realize that, you know, even if there's bad situations, there's always good that comes out of those situations.
Yes, I agree. Always see the good in others. Can you describe to me one of your happiest memories?
My happiest memory? It's a good question. A happy memory in my life would be my senior year. We qualified for state for dance. And my freshman year, we won a state title, which was really cool to be a state champion and have a ring, especially because it taught me, you know, even if you aren't winning and then you come out on top, you know, it's the work ethic that goes into that that matters.
Could you tell me what it felt like when you won? What was the teammates feeling like? And how was your coach?
We were all really excited because going into it, our coach did not think we were going to qualify or win due to the fact there was a couple mistakes in the routine. But the team was really happy when we heard our name and we all started crying and our coach started crying. It was a really good experience to know that even if there was some mistake.
What are you proudest of and why does it make you feel proud?
I'm really proud to be in the work career I am at such a young age. I feel like not a lot of people at 21 years old have completed school, have a full-time job, are on an indoor pro football team's dance team as captain. And I feel like I have a good sense of saving money and I'm really proud of where I am today.
Did it take you a long time to feel very proud of yourself, or was it something that just came with, you know, getting all these new experiences? Did it seem like you really earned all the... No,
I think I really did deserve all these things that I achieved. I think with school, it was an adjustment to be proud of myself. But I think with a lot of reassurance from people I work with and family and friends, everyone seems to be very proud of me. So when I have doubts, it just re-motivates me that I'm on the right path in life and that, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Tell me, what is your favorite memory of me?
My favorite memory of you would be... My favorite memory with you, I would say, is seeing you when we dropped you off at New Mexico. It was really sad, a lot of tears, but it was a new exciting adventure for you, and it made me excited for you, even though I thought this was my best friend. But I was really proud that you ventured off and moved to a different state and got to, you know, follow your dreams and graduate early.
Okay, follow-up question is, what is your least favorite memory of me?
My least favorite memory is when we both did a dance recital and mom only cried over your routine. And I've been dancing my entire life and I've never once had my mom shed a tear while I've danced.
How would you describe yourself?
I would describe myself as a young, hardworking, determined young woman, a girl boss at a young age. I love helping people. I'm a very forgiving person, which does have its negative qualities at times, but it is always good to be a forgiving person in life.
Okay, my follow-up question is going to be, how would you describe me, and do you think we are similar?
I would describe you as very determined, a little bit shy, which I think we're different on. You're shy when you don't know people, but when everyone gets to know you, you're not shy. I would say we share the same qualities when it comes to work ethic and responsibilities and like the way we see things on life. But I also think we're different in different ways. But I feel like it's a good thing to be different. So we're not too similar.
All right, tell me about your line of work.
I am currently a dental assistant. I work with amazing dentists. I work at a private office, and it is really fun. My line of work consists of helping patients, teaching them about oral hygiene, helping the dentist. It's really fun to be one-on-one with the dentist, and I get to see a lot of cool procedures, and it really motivates me to make sure everyone in my family takes really well care of their teeth, because it's not fun watching or helping people get teeth extracted or root canals or any of that. And yeah.
All right, follow-up question is, what did you think you were going to be when you were younger, when you grew up?
I definitely did not think I'd be anything in the dental world, because I hated the dentist and I was a very bad patient. But I really wanted to be like a famous dancer and like be on Dance Moms, but that did not go anywhere. But I'm still on a pro dance team, so we accomplished somewhat of that.
All right, this concludes our interview. Thank you so much, Gabby, for joining us.
Thank you, Danielle, for having me. It was wonderful to answer your questions.
Thank you.